Chapter 58. As I flew from Seattle back to Los Angeles the next day, it struck me again how darkly appropriate the Mary Smith case was as a backdrop to my entire life. I was also starting to feel like some kind of record setter for complicated or failed relationships. The only closure I had reached with Christine was that we would speak more soon. It excited me to think about having little Alex, Ali, closer by, but I wasn't about to get attached to the idea. Christine had proved herself too changeable in the past for me to trust that anything she said might happen for sure. As it turned out, I got sucked back into the murder case even before I made it through the terminal at LAX. A television news report caught my ear, and I stopped to watch the next development unfold. I couldn't look away as a talking head reported, "At a press conference this morning, lead detective on the Hollywood stalker case, Gene Galletta, denied the existence of any so-called kill list." Hollywood stalker was a media moniker that had emerged lately from Mary Smith. As for a kill list, I had no idea what the TV reporter was talking about. LAPD is urging area residents to remain calm and go about their business. Many people, however, aren't buying it. One citizens group appeared at the local precinct demanding to see the kill list, which police claim doesn't even exist. Either way, and whoever you choose to believe, one thing is clear. The stalker has this community, she inserted a reporterly pause, very much on edge. Lorraine Soley, reporting live from Beverly Hills. Kill list? What the hell was this? Had the LAPD found out something and then not shared it with us? It wouldn't be the only time. The first person I was able to reach at the FBI field office was David Fujishiro, another special agent assigned to the murder case.